You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth, episode 62. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Good morning, Stone.
Good morning.
I muck it up again?
No, I found it humorous.
Oh, stop, because when you, like, I see you in the corner of my eye, like, just going, and then I laugh. Oh, how you doing at this ungodly hour?
Ready to go back to sleep.
Okay.
And I might be able to sleep all day because my mom is here for the whole week, so she can watch the kids.
Yay! Yay for you, Stone's mom.
Yes.
Ooh, excellent. Oh, well, that's cool.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm okay. I'm here, and I'm running around. We're waiting on Galleon, and... Oh, it's so pretty! Whee! Look! Whee! Look at my wings! Look at my wings! Whee!
I mean, really.
Oh, whee! Hello! Look.
So yeah. You do realize we're doing a podcast and not a vodcast, right?
I know.
Okay.
I know, but you know, I'm jumping around and I've got my, you know, my Smexy new set on, which has got the, you know, the wings that pop out on my Warlock set, which again, it's not Corruptor set. I changed my transmog. Okay. I'm running around in, what am I running around in? The Vengeful Gladiators Dreadweave set, which is really, really cool. So it's all purple and sort of purple and pink magenta. And it's very, very smexy. So, but cool. I love when you jump, the wings come out from the shoulders, from the back piece, and it looks really cool. So, but yeah, other than that, I's okay. Yeah. I's doing okay.
Cool.
So, yeah. So, what's been happening within the world of Wokra?
I don't think really much, other than I saw some stuff data mined. Oh, hello, Galleon. On 730. I don't know why I said 735, but on 730, folks noticed that we no longer have to research our de facto knowledge.
Oh.
And all characters will have the same.
Yeah.
And it will increase by week.
Oh.
Which is...
Ooh, I didn't get anything.
Neither did I. Oh, hold on. Here. I'm gonna sandstone it. You jump on.
Okay.
And off we go. Okay, so, yeah. I think this is a good change. Because okay. I think one of the drawbacks that I found trying to play on an alt like this tune I'm on right now is, it wasn't easy to catch up. Meaning, like, I wouldn't expect it to be the exact same, but I kind of would have liked it to be it's the way that they have things right now is not bad. I can go to a vendor and I can go buy the tome or something and it will bump me up to artifact knowledge 35. or 40. I can't remember which one. So, but it gets me close, right? And
yeah,
that's fine. Yeah. I think some of the other stuff I hope that they would also help out with too, like the having a lot of stuff still unlocked behind weeks of Class Order Hall quests.
Yeah.
Where you need to wait each week for it to go. I mean, I know that Legion Fall stuff is once a day, which is good, but I'm talking about on this tune right now, I have to wait to research stuff, and I'm only allowed 5 guys. I have 6 right now. Mm. I mean, at this point, I don't think I should have to wait to research. I think I think cutting that time down should be something that they are going to do. I think for the current knowledge that I'm on right now, I think, on the research that I'm on right now, I think I need, it's like a day or two. I don't know why that can't be more than 1 or 2 hours.
Right? Okay.
Waiting for a quest class mission to go.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm waiting for those, right? So
is that weekly or
it's once a day, because I think it takes a few hours for it to complete. I think it's a 24-hour thing. I'm not 100% sure. I think I read somewhere, and I don't know where, that this was being looked at for 7.30.
Okay.
Which is good. I hope they are, and I hope it's not just me making things up.
Mm.
Go ahead.
I was just thinking. I know that, you know, when I've spoken to the boys have been playing obviously a lot more of their alts than I do, because I'm, you know, normally been playing the challenge tune. So they're playing their 110 alts, and again, they're finding, I know Wingy was finding, he's like, oh, damn it, I've got to wait for this week to pop up on that quest over, you know, Broken Shore, because I can't do something, you know, he couldn't do something, he had to wait for that one,
and yeah,
it became, you know, it's been a bit frustrating for them. I mean, I haven't really even looked at any of that myself, why can't we have this?
I think it was okay when it was current, but it's still kind of current, but not really. It also applies to flying in Warlords. You have to rep grind. Like, you can't just go and buy it, which to me is kind of odd, because that's not current anymore. And I know that you're not supposed to be playing there anymore, so you're supposed to just get to to 100 and leave, which means why would you need flying? But that part feels weird, and I kind of feel I'm kind of worried a little bit that they might do the same thing now, where they might leave some things in that will take a long time to grind out if you really, really want it.
Yeah.
Which, they want you to play the game. I get that. But when it's not current stuff anymore, do you really want us spending that much time on it? I don't know.
Mm.
Maybe I just want my cake and eat it too.
Mm.
Like, I'm totally not saying gimme everything instant, but when you can buy flying pretty much everywhere, why would you still need to buy flying somewhere else? Like Warlords. Holy stuttering stone. So, yeah. Anyways, there's some things I would change, but I'm sure that they have reasons. Like, I think that they have time per dollar spent or something like that, that they have a look at, right? So that they want to make sure that everybody is still getting, is still playing a lot per buck that they spent. Because the more people that are playing, the more people that are on, the better for the game. Doesn't matter if it's like new or not. Why is this guy, he's
just so blasted us.
I was gonna say something else, but probably not appropriate.
I saw the buff on
7-3 should be some good stuff and some good catch-up things for us, so I'm hoping that it applies for a lot of the alts.
Have they given a time frame? Like, I have no idea. Is there, so it's still on the PTR, obviously?
Right. It popped up on the PTR about a week after. About a week after 7.25 came out, which is par for the course this year. Or for this expansion. So, it's nothing new, so it's good that they are coming along with their timing and keeping true to what they've said that they would do. I think the raid. Actually, it's funny. At first I felt the raids were coming too quickly, but I'm not. I don't know. I think with the last raid, in Nighthold, it felt a little bit too long, but we were also fighting 12 bosses, so, or 10 bosses, 12 bosses. I don't know if it was really that bad. I don't know. I have to say, overall, this whole expansion has been, like, really good. Like, really good. Like, as far as timing and stuff,
I think timing's been pretty good.
Yeah, I kind of hope that they keep to this next, for our next expansion, where we go to the South Seas and all that. Or that's just a rumor, but... So it's not a spoiler.
Well, I suppose we'll have to see, but... I mean, it's been pretty good. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I like anything, I guess. We've just got to wait and see, so...
Yep.
Other than that...
Yeah, I think that's it.
What you be doing?
Well... not really a whole lot of World of Warcraft, to be honest.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Here we go. Shove
anger. There we go. There we go, baby. Come on, give me my mount.
Yes, come on. Mounty mount. Do you ever watch?
Mount.
Anyways, so I've been playing a lot of Dungeons and Dragons with the kids. And
oh, okay. Oh, cool.
So my kids are 9 and 7, and so it's basically us. And my wife, and we're just playing a little bit, right? And I'm trying to get them into it and stuff. No mount. Of course not. Why would a mount ever drop for me on the stream? Here. Mount me.
Okay.
So.
That's the show title right there, people.
Mount me. So, basically, I'm looking for these D&D spell cards where you don't need to go look up the spell in the player's handbook. You have them printed on a card, and so you can just have the ones that you need in front of you, which is great. So it's less time to have to go look up all the stuff, right?
Yeah. Because, I mean, there's a lot.
There's a lot.
There's a lot. Depending on your class,
Gale Force 9 came out with these spell cards. Oh, do I see? No, I don't. Okay, never mind. I was going to say, I thought I saw. Whoa, you phased out of my thing. Are you still mounted on me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. Because you're not on me right now. Oh, there you go. Okay.
No, I am. That was weird. The moment, I'm in that gray, on my screen, I'm in that gray, what do you call it? You know, the overcome by anger. I'm on your back. But yeah, it's got the red around the...
So, Gale Force 9 came out with these cards 4 years ago or something, and they've been great. I did not buy them because I wasn't playing as much, so I was like, well, what's the point, right? Yep. Now that I'm playing more, here, and I'll also do a... Have you landed?
Yeah. Okay. Hang on. Oh, where's my little...
I'll do frostwalking or whatever. Here. Oh, do you have the thing? Oh. Do you have a mount? Oh, yeah, you should have a mount. You're fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Now that I'm playing more, I'm going to buy the new ones that they came out with. I bought five of them. I got the druid, bard, the mount's up, the boss is up. Tag it. There's no one else here. So tag it and wait for you. So basically, I'm missing cleric and our cane sets. And I can't find them anywhere because they were short shipped everywhere. So the people that got them are selling these things online for $1,000. I am not buying.
$1,000.
I am not buying these one deck of cards for $1,000. No. I don't know who you think you are, but use your brain a bit, because nobody will be buying these things for $1,000. There is just no way. So what I've been doing.
So what are they called? Let me have a look on eBay.
Right now the cleric one. So if you go look at Amazon.ca, if you go look for the cleric Gale Force 9, you should see them. For
Gale Force, one word?
Nine. No, it's all separate words. This was on Monday this past week. So things might have changed, but who knows? I know I saw one for $2,300. I'm like, really? That's not gonna happen. Mm. So what I've done is, and I don't mind saying this, I have downloaded the cards of the ones that I don't have, and I'm printing them off on cardstock, so I have them in the short term, because I will be buying them when I can get my hands on them. I've gone to my local shop. I said, when you get them, put one on hold of these two sets, and I will buy them, and they will do that. So I'm doing something illegal, but I don't consider it to be illegal, because I know that the intent is to buy them. Because right now we can't find them anywhere unless it's for really
which was dumb the other one? Cleric and what?
Cleric and Arcane.
Arcane, okay.
Yeah. And and the second set there, that is the one that is the biggest and costs the most. But it should never cost more than about $25. Okay?
Okay.
Tops. The other issue that we found was that local stores were buying these and realized that they were short shipped and basically increased the value by, I guess twice. So twice as much. So it's like they're not gouging, but they are. Like, yeah, they're not going over the top, but they're, it's close. And it's like, come on, guys. So I can't find them for the normal price unless I buy them directly from Galeforce 9, but that would be in American dollars, and I don't want to pay American dollars. I shouldn't have to pay that. I should be able to pay Canadian and pay a little bit more than I would normally if it was American because of exchange rate and all that. But anyways.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time. I hope sooner than later we will get it. We are going to go to... Where's the portal for Isle of Thunder? Is it down there or is it up? No, it's up here. Okay. I get confused. Speaking of exchange rates, the Canadian exchange rate for American... Oh, that's not it. Where's the portal?
Just over.
Oh, duh. Yeah. Such a derp. The Canadian exchange rate to American is now 80 cents, which is the best it's been in a long time. So for anybody that listens to this, if you are a Canadian and are going to head to BlizzCon, you might want to think about buying your American dollars sooner than later, because they have just increased the inflation, not inflation rate, they've increased the interest rate by a quarter point, which means it will cool things off for us, which means that the exchange rate will go down again. So at 80 cents, that's better than 75 or 70. You might want to think about buying your American dollars now. I'm thinking about grabbing it either today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. That's a PSA. Because that American dollars, man, it kills you. The other thing I did was I did a build on my sim that I make. So I basically make a hawk game where you get to run your team, you get to pick players and all this stuff, all this jazz, and I released a build for it, and that's been taking a lot of my time away from WoW, because I'm trying to make it so it will actually make me some cash. Like, I'm making like a free-to-play one, and then I'm adding things that are really, really nice to have, but you don't need them.
I'm not there.
You're not there? I'm here. I'll just wait for you. It's not.
I was waiting for you to hop in my chopper, but you just ignored me.
Chopper, yeah. Sorry, I just mounted up and go. Sorry. That's been taking a lot of my time away from WoW, is that? Because I've been doing that thing for 12 years, and basically it's a expensive hobby. And I would like it to be
compared to WoW?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I would like it to be not as expensive. Okay. I'm not looking to make cash off it. I'm just looking to help pay for stuff. That's all. So I'm not looking to make loads and loads and loads and loads of cash. It would be nice, but that's not what I'm trying to do. So I actually did do some raiding in WoW. Okay.
Yay!
in this game called WoW. So we did some raids last week and this week, and we still can't get our good friend Kill J. And down, so I have not seen the video of him yet, and I still don't see Hargus up in the sky, because apparently that's a thing. That's what I've heard, is that if you kill him afterwards and you run around, then it's up in the sky. It's like, oh, that's cool. Okay. I've not seen anything like that. So I'm still kind of, it's still, you know.
They've got to kill on normal?
I think you can kill them on anything.
Oh.
So we haven't done it on normal yet because we have folks that, we have problems with people running and spreading to soak swirlies up.
Okay.
And that's going to be an issue. So we're not going to get this guy down until we get that down.
Where do you see Argus from? From Broken Shore, or are you going to go back to Azeroth?
Broken Shore.
Like Kalimdor or something?
I think Broken Shore. Okay. Yeah. So once you kill him on normal, or even LFR, that's not open yet. LFR Wing 2 opened up this week, last week. So that's open now. So I think they've got 5 weeks of LFR. Right? Let me just quickly check.
I don't know. I haven't even been there.
4 weeks of LFR. So it's not coming out
anywhere. Spanky, I haven't even paid attention.
Yeah, so, well, if you haven't killed them, then for sure you won't see it. So we've got 4 wings, but it's not once a week. It's like once every 2 weeks, I believe.
Oh,
so we've still got two more weeks.
I've got to kill Jaden for me to see.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I thought it was just someone on the server.
Nope.
Oh.
Yep. Well, you can do it on LFR in about a month. Because it should come out in about a month or so. And,
Bugger bugger poop.
I just want to see it so I can see the movie in the proper timeline. Because, anyways.
So I've got to do it on LFR then.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Okay. Or, you know, you could find a horde guild that could walk you through it right now.
You're so funny.
Well, you don't know anybody in AIE that'll just run you through stuff?
No, not really. We're not renowned for being a real
raiding guild. So on, like, a normal raid team?
On you this time, so I'm at work.
Ah, vacation's coming up.
I know. Yes, 2 weeks. 2 weeks, people.
2 weeks until vacation.
2 weeks. Oh, I'm counting down. 2 weeks.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I got the Friday off. Woo! Which is good because it's AIE Remembrance Day. So
okay.
So I'll be doing that because I've got lots to remember. So, yeah. It's a very special day.
The only thing I've been doing is mount runs, and I think this is going to be a thing. I'm going to do my mount runs while we do our podcast. Which is what we're doing right now. It feels like it's the only right time for me to do it because I keep getting pulled away from everything else.
Yeah. Well, that's fair enough. Yeah.
I'm trying to balance WoW with everything else, and you know, sometimes I do more like tons of WoW and then less of everything else. Like there have been some weeks where I don't touch my sim at all. So it's my hockey sim. I don't touch it for months on end, and it gets really lonely and we just want somebody to reach out and give it a hug. But when I start doing coding, if I get into that zone, I don't stop, because when you get in that zone and you code, you don't want to get out because you're going to write some of your best stuff. And that's how I am. So I've got lots of things rattling around in my head to hopefully make me a little bit of extra money on the side. That would be great. And I hope it works, but I'm not done yet. So
good luck.
Probably a little bit less WoW, but not like I can never get rid of WoW completely unless I'm like dead. So
that's not gonna happen for a while. So
or servers shut down, what's the same thing. So did you hear that at BlizzCon that they were going to announce that WoW was going to be shut down in favor of WoW Classic?
What? Huh? What?
I'm kidding. I just...
Don't make me come over there and smack the bejesus out of you.
So, you know, rep grinds, you know, you have to train your spells again. You're not allowed to fly ever anywhere. There's no walking mounts. Yeah. Alts? Although...
Don't encourage him, people. Same.
And no achievements. Pets. Nope. Pets.
Nope.
Pet battles. Let's go back to the way WoW was. Are you kidding? Come on.
Kidding?
Come on. WoW is much improved over how it was back in the day. I liked playing back then. I also like playing now because of all the things that they've changed.
Well, I mean, I suppose that's the thing. I mean, especially for us and those that have played the game for a long time. We've been playing for 12 years, so we've seen it go through, you know, where it started, all the, you know, all the changes it's been through because we've been here.
In
so,
4 years, it will be able to, you will be able to... drive a car.
Sure. 16. I can already drive. Look.
At 16, we could drive cars. I'm on my hideous mind worm. No, it's I'm so on. Ugly. Yeah, so that was my week. Lita, you have 28 minutes.
Okay.
Go.
What have I done? Sweet F. No.
I should get. I would really love a soundboard on my computer that I didn't have to pay for.
Oh, maybe one day. Maybe you should talk to your wife about, you know, Christmas is coming.
Well, no, but see, here's the thing. BlizzCon is my birthday Christmas, so.
Yeah.
Oh, great. We have kids awake or something.
Kids awake. Yay. Okay, I'll talk fast. Yeah.
It's 6:30. Anyway. Go back to sleep.
I know. And they're on school holidays. Yeah?
Yeah.
For another month and a half. Mind you, when I'm on holidays, trust me, I'll be awake at like 5 o'clock. I'll be like, time to bake, people. Anyway. Yeah. So I have not done a huge amount on my main girl, which is Matt Runs with you right now, pretty much. But I did hit rank 37 in the PvP. So that's cool. So I don't know. How many ranks do I go through?
PvP?
How many am I doing on the PvP? I have no idea how many ranks.
You keep going to 40? Is it 40?
I think I'm only prestige 1, though. How does it tell me?
They just keep going.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I'm going to get there.
Yeah, so I don't think there's a limit to that. I think I saw Spanky at prestige 4, but I don't think that there's a limit. I think it's meant
prestige
to
prestige 4, you get the mount, I think.
Mount's up.
Mounty.
Can you tag it?
Yeah.
Okay,
tagged it. 18 ranks. So, yeah.
18 ranks? Okay. Oh, he's at 12.
Yeah. He's at 12, yeah. But,
why did I think he was at 4?
I'm like...
I swear I saw somebody at 4. I thought it was him. Right, come on, mount. Nope.
I got leggings of the thousandfold hells.
Yeah, but then you don't get a chance at the mount. I didn't get the storm touch cash.
No mount. But most of my week's really been obviously bloodthirsty, like all about the bloodthirsty, because we've got the bloodthirsty competition going on. So I just have to say,
which
I'm
you
still
beat
going.
Me. Yes.
Yes, I did. And I'm still going. And I've got, where did I hit? I think I hit level 32 last night. So, you know, like, yay.
Wow.
I was happy with that. Yeah, wow. Yeah, you know, like, I'm plodding along, obviously.
Oh, I can't even imagine having to do, oh, no. There's no way I would be able to beat you in this one.
Yeah, I
just... There's no way. You've done really well. Yeah. You grind real good.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, come on. I've done insane title and, you know, like, seriously, when it comes to a grind in WoW, it really is not a problem. So,
my goodness, many.
Yeah, nah.
So many things.
But I did... I'm trying to ignore you, just keep going.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, you know, it is going good. Last night, okay, so I moved her up from Cape of Stranglethorn because there's like 4 revs, and I was like, oh, that's really pathetic. So I took her up to Hinterlands. 8 revs. 8.
Wow.
8. That was awesome. Oh, do I have them? No, I don't. I'm going to take those because
You go need anything you want for transmog because that is just a gold sink. That is just nothing but a gold sink.
Can you, like, get your way through it and I'll wait till you're done?
So, Spank... Sorry? What?
this stupid thing.
Oh.
I died in loss.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I have to mute my microphone.
Okay. I'll just keep talking. Stone's gonna yell at the kids. There's Dead Boss. Yeah. But anyway, the bloodthirsty. Yeah, so I'm going good. I'm doing okay. That's the main thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm gonna fall off.
And then don't fall. Don't die. And then the only other thing is, as you can see, I'm in game.
Yep.
And playing. And podcasting.
Yes. Because
my PC is freaking awesome! Just saying. It is. I love it. I love it a lot.
So
I
you got your lot. New PC.
Mm-hmm.
That you've been waiting for years.
Well, for a while, sorry.
Well, yeah, you've had your current computer, well, your old computer for 5 years? 6 mm-hmm. years? So
5.
You are going to see a huge, huge change in what you get now, right? Yeah. So, yeah, it's you know,
my frames per second at the moment. So I'm on Skype, obviously. I'm in game. I've got Google Docs open. I've got, you know, I've got Twitch is open. And I'm sitting on 96.7 frames per second.
Wow.
Because I've hooked it in with our, Cat 6 cable?
Yes.
Straight into the modem.
Well, that won't change your frames per second. Well, anyways, but that's more your Wi-Fi. Video, right? So you got a nice new card too, right? You've got a 1080? Mm-hmm. A 1080 or 1060?
1080.
Oh, my God.
So I can come through?
Yes, you can come through.
Okay.
Just be careful of the middle boss. Don't go right up onto the platform skirt on the outside of it, and then you won't pull them.
Okay. Yeah. So, no, I mean, yeah, it's just awesome. So I'm very, very happy with how it's all going, and I need to obviously push it a bit more once I get on holidays and we can sit down and, you know, you and I have got some plans and some stuff to do for working out how to, you know, show me how to stream and that way it'll be all, you know, good to go and I can try all that stuff out.
We're going to get Lita to stream. I can't wait. I'm very, very excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very excited.
You know, I need to know how to do it properly. So if we're going to do it, we're going to do it properly. So, so that should be good. And that way, you know, if there's any hiccups with either of the shows that we've got, that we can, you know, I can be able to do that and not have issues. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll get there. We'll get there, but I'm really happy. I though have decided within probably the next month, I'm gonna get some pretty lights, some more pretty lights.
Huh? Pretty lights. Yeah, I'm. What are you talking about? Yeah, I know you're.
Lights.
Okay. Well, for what? Like.
Yeah, for the side of the case.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, pretty and stuff.
But it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, it makes pretty lights. It will be pretty. It will have more lights. Like the
you
motherboard.
You should save that money so you can come to BlizzCon next year.
Yeah, I could, but, you know, I've already, like, done stuff for this, and I just,
my goodness.
I need some more pretty
if it
lights.
Looks good, it runs better, says Spanky.
Yeah. Exactly.
My eyes just rolled right out the door.
I'm all about soft.
All right, mount.
It's being pretty. Is there a mount?
I don't know.
No?
I don't know yet.
No, it doesn't look. Oh, I don't. Oh, I don't have that. Oh, I'm taking that. Oh, I don't have that.
If it did, it would have. It should have.
No, I don't have that.
No.
Don't have that.
Wow. You. You just taking all the stuff.
I still didn't get the pet. The pet?
Really? Yeah, there's a pet in here.
Bummer.
Yeah. What did you say?
I said bummer.
Oh.
Bummer. I didn't get the pet.
If you hug the rail, it should be okay. Sweet.
Yep. So, yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty much Lee, as I said. It's not been a huge amount of other stuff. I haven't even looked at, like, my other 110s and stuff, or hundreds, or... I mean, I've done the Legion app. Like, thank goodness for the Legion app. Oh, that is awesome.
That's what... I'm really glad when they came out with that. I was like, holy moly, yes, please.
Oh, I love... I mean, seriously, I love it. Of course I do. It's fantastic.
Oh,
best
sweet. You got like a new
ever.
Boss. You have a quest boss, not the trash. Great. What is that?
Taming the Tempest. Why do I have that?
Because we have a quest boss instead of the normal trash. I just said that.
Okay. Oh.
In one ear, right out the other. You remind me of my kids. Like, okay, can you go do... And they're like, what? What? Oh, should I do shower? I'm like, no. So we don't make them do shower every single day, only if it's school day, because, you know, school, they come back and they stink like school. But if they're just at home and screwing around here inside the house, you don't know what that smells like? It smells horrible. It smells like 30 kids in a room farting and burping, and that smell has been... It sinks into their clothes and their skin. It's so nasty.
Okay.
So after school, shower every school night, man. Get that stink up. Okay. We do frost, and then the chicky poo is second, and then and then the rest. It doesn't really matter. But it's just this guy freezes us, so he's not good. He's not cool. Okay. So we are on Throne of Thunder right now, and we're doing the council boss.
Mm-hmm. We're doing the council.
Doing the council. So I'm very envious of you and your computer. I've actually discovered a 500 gig hard drive that will make do in the short term. And it kind of made me a little bit sad because it means that I'm not going to be able to go grab a new internal hard drive in the next year or so. So, because I want to upgrade all the things because I saw you do it.
Well, yeah. As yeah. I said, it's been a while coming, so... I'm quite happy with it. And everything looks so pretty. I can't get over how gorgeous WoW looks. Like, just so, so pretty. Yeah. You forget that... It's like you see it again for the first time. You know? It just is... so good.
Well, what was your frame rate before?
Frame rate was 40, maybe 40s, 50. Wouldn't have been over 50.
Well, I mean that's not bad. The best rate that you should be, that you should go for is 60, because your eyes can't actually see more than that. So, So, I mean, I've heard of people playing, like, trying to raid, and the frames per second drops to, like, 2 or 3.
Mm.
Because of all the things that go on, right? And,
yeah.
And I'm like, and yeah, well, you still kill bosses.
It used to be
like,
5. Oh, it used to be 5 and back in vanilla raiding. I remember that quite clearly.
Horrible.
And it'd be probably anywhere from about 12 to no more than 20. But I must admit, I haven't been into LFR to see how, you know, like what it's going to be like this time around. So I'm kind of keen to see it. So, yeah, I suppose I'll just have to wait and see. I need to get in there at some stage, but, when I got time. There's too much to do. Again, you know, so, it's like, oh.
Okay, well, I'm guessing that you don't really have anything else that you did this week? WoW or anything else?
No. So, oh, I want that.
So one of the reasons why I happened to mention 7.3.5 was because a person named Frazzle from Frazzlecast posed a question. What do you think that they will come out with another patch after 7.3.0? And it was more of it was a question more of, would they come out with a major patch? And I responded, I don't think that they will come out with a 7.4. I think that there will be a 7.3.5 of some sort. And I think that stuff might just be, like, there will be no raid. It'll just be a filler one, like the patch that we got Twitter with, okay?
Mm.
Where it wasn't anything big, just a few small things. You don't need to worry about it. I'm just killing the bell guys.
I don't know where I'm going there.
Killing the bell guys. I see you. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to wait here because I don't know this place.
Okay, so come to me. Come to Butthead. Come to Butthead. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't think that they'll be doing a major patch. I think if anything, there will be a 7.3.5. I don't know if there actually will. I don't know what they would put in that. I'm kind of curious about what they would announce at BlizzCon. So I think they're obviously going to announce something with Destiny 2. We already know. See, actually, I don't think that's going to... I know that they're working on something new because they've taken a whole bunch of people off of different things and they're working on a new thing that they can't talk about. So they're making something new. What that is, we don't know. Is that
and Battle on that changed?
Yes, it did. Well, it changed about a week ago for me, but because I'm on the beta thing. But yeah, I like it because they've made room for new things to be added on, right? Which is
killing green.
So kill green. We just work our way down: green, blue, red, and purple, and then we'll work our way back: green, blue, red, and then that should be it. So basically, I don't know if they're working on like a Warcraft 4. Like, I really don't think that they would do a WoW 2 unless I don't know. I kind of feel like they wouldn't just drop this. I don't think that they would end WoW. And I don't think that they would do a WoW 2 unless they ended WoW. Like, I just, it doesn't make sense to me. So what the new thing will be, I'm hoping that they would tease something at BlizzCon. I don't think that they would tease anything at GamesCon. Gamescom. I don't know why they even call it Gamescom with an M at the end. But it's like, I feel, okay, this is what I'm hoping at BlizzCon, that they announce the new expansion, and I hope that they announce, or at least tease, the new game that they're going to be doing.
Mm.
Okay. I really kind of hope that they don't do the expansion at Gamescom, and I kind of don't think they will, because we should be getting into Argus, and I have a feeling Argus is going to last us like hellfire. So I kind of don't think it will be a year, but it's going to be, you know, one of those things where it will be out for like 8 months.
So yeah,
let me go back to green, kill the green. And it may be a good thing, may not be I mean I don't think being there for a year is a good thing. Maybe if it was like 8 months, that might not be too bad. If it was 6 months, which would be a little bit longer than the current raids are going, because the current raids are like 4 months-ish, right? So, yeah, and if Spanky, if that holds true what he said, Spanky says that Celeste Dolan says that raids should go for about 7 months, which, if that was the max, if that was for the max for the last tier, I think that would be okay. I think 8 would be okay. But a year, I don't think that they would go down that road unless something happened. Like something bad, okay, where they're like, oh, we were going to do all this stuff and somebody nuked our hard drives. Now we're going to sue them or something. I don't know. But I kind of have a feeling they won't announce anything at Gamescom. Although Taryn Gregory is going. He's going there. So maybe they are going to announce something, because I saw that he's heading over there. And why would they send him over unless they have a shiny cinematic to plug? So yeah, they might be doing it. They might be announcing it at Gamescom. I kind of wish they'd leave it for BlizzCon to. Leave it for like the fans that go, right, you know, and not for Gamescom, because it doesn't necessarily mean that it's Blizzard fans. It's everything.
Well, maybe that's why they want people to
a wider eye.
Audience,
right, which is good, which I think is healthy for the game. I just feel a little bit, I don't know what the word is for it. I think I'm having first world WoW problems, I guess. if that's such a thing. So okay, so you know you can not kill these, right?
Isn't that supposed to be a pet that drops from it or something?
But the pet's only valid in here, and it's only for that run, from what I understand.
No.
What's it called? It's called...
Is it a pet or a toy?
He's like toy. A pet, but he's like a toy. But
toy.
What's his name? B.S. Stone. What's B.S.? What? You just run around it. What's the problem? B.S. Blacksmithing? I don't know what B.S. would mean. I've never sworn kill. Ever. Kill everything.
Kill.
No way. You want to get pets and mounts. That's why we're here.
I wanted to... Where did you go?
G-Kun.
Where are you?
G-Kun. I'm about to jump over. Wee! Jumping over.
Yeah, I'm trying not to get killed.
Oh.
I think last time we did this, I died because I got hit by the thing.
Well, don't run up to them.
So how do... I just jump?
Come up to the part where it has the cloud, and it will take you right over.
Yeah.
I thought you've done this, no?
Yeah, like ages ago. I haven't done it for forever.
4 minutes left, so hopefully we will get some end of podcast luck here.
Okay.
Come on, mount. If the mount drops, roll need if you need it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I tell everybody whenever I take people on mount runs with me. If you don't have it, roll need. It's okay. Oh, and there's more people awake. Okay.
Need.
So, I mean, that's pretty much our show, because we're... Okay, here we go. Let's see. Leggings, no. G-Kun's Rising Winds, no.
Oh, I got leggings. Oh, I don't have them.
No, nothing. All right. So, that's it. That's it.
No mount. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
You get that.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for coming along with me on my mount runs. Maybe we can do this again next week. We can keep
next
doing.
Week.
Well, maybe we can keep doing mount runs on each week, and then we can actually capture it on air. Mm.
That
would be like, because if I get a mount, I'm going to scream. I will scream. Yeah. And that may not be good for podcasting, but I will scream.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be very exciting. Before we wrap it up, I meant to say I'm going to be guesting on Azeroth Roundtable on my Sunday.
Oh, cool.
So I get to talk to Ben and John, which is very exciting. I have no idea what we're talking
about.
On
your Sunday?
We're making it up as we're going along.
Or your Saturday?
No, my Sunday.
Don't they go Friday night?
Here? No, they're doing Saturday this week.
Oh, okay. I see. So how are you doing WoW Challenges podcast with me this week?
I am.
Oh.
I am. That's right. I'm doing that first, and then I'm doing art. So, yeah, which should be good fun.
Dang.
So I get to talk to you, and I get to talk
tell
to them.
Tell Ben and John I say hi.
I will.
I will see them in 3 months.
Yeah.
Three months,
I'll forget,
roughly.
But anyway.
3.5 months.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, chat room. Yeah, I'm doing about 6 hours podcast. Hey, look, I've got my chair for it. I've got my comfy chair for podcasting. Awesome. Okay, yes, wrapping it up. Okay. Don't forget, everyone, where you can contact us and check us out on the website, which is adventuresinazeroth.com. And you can email us, send email to podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. Check out our Twitter, which is @ADVAzeroth, as well as we have a Discord channel, which you can jump into, which is tinyurl.com/wow. No, I keep always going to WoW Challenges. tinyurl.com/AIA Discord. Also, Twitch TV is where you will find us, which is ADV Azeroth, Thursday, 6 a.m. for Stone and 8 p.m. for me. So that's every Thursday. Stone, where can we find you? Okay, I will. Where you can find Stone is on Twitter. You can find him at Stone Grasp. That's StoneGrasp. That does not look, yeah. You're grasping something. Yeah. It's not a video podcast, remember? But anyway, that's where you can find him, as well as on the WoW Challenges podcast that we both do every Sunday, 9 a.m. for me, Saturday, 7 p.m. for Stone, every week, which is the WoW Challenges podcast. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at Leta WoW, which is LeetaWoW, as well as the other show I do, which is Behind the Avatar, which will be coming back soon. Other than that, thank you, everyone. Thank you, chat room. Thanks, guys, for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thank you for the likes, the retweets, and all of that good stuff. We really do appreciate it. Other than that, you can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. So, everyone, have a wonderful week. Hope it's not too hot where you are or too cold where you are, depending, because, you know, weather.
It was 29 on Wednesday, and I will take that any day. Yes, yes, please.
That's nice.
Because in about 6 months' time, it's going to be like minus 10, and I don't want
that. It was 26 here yesterday, which was like, wow.
It's 26 degrees, and it's middle of the winter
time? Yeah, no, but that was just yesterday. That was yesterday. It was bizarre.
Your winter is disgusting. 26 degrees, and it's wind.
Yeah, I know.
Get out of here. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Guys. Thank you, everyone. Have a good week.
Peace.
See ya. Bye.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2017. AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.